Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today, we're coming from Luke chapters 19 and 20 and Colossians chapters 1 and 2. Yeah, we're in another book of the letters. Praise God. We're moving right along. Amen. As we are in the seventh month of 2018. Amen. This year, amen, we decided, amen, with the permission of the Lord to start a new series, A Year in the Word, and we have been going hard and going fast and going tough since January the 1st. Amen. Not always able, amen, to get in on every day, but every day has been made up as we go along, which is why today we have two different books that we're reading from. Amen. Today is a catch-up day, and I praise God that you are with me. I praise God that you've been hanging in there. Glory to God. Amen. And I know the blessing of the Lord is upon your life because you have been a part of this series, and it is blessed. God is moving. He is changing things in the atmosphere. He's actually changing our minds, changing our hearts, and changing our trajectory. Amen. I give glory to God for that because many of us came into this series with weights and conditions. Amen. And God is lifting or has already lifted them. And I give glory to Him. Amen. Because He is the God of the universe, the only living God, the true and living Savior. He's the only one. Amen. Who has power in His hands to do the things that we have need of. Amen. Jesus said He came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And I praise God, we are embarking upon that life that He has given. Amen. Taking back, glory to God, our purpose from the enemy who tried to snatch it away and tried to fool us into believing that we could not be that God called us to be, that we could not perform that He called us to perform, that we could not go forth. He is a liar, and Jesus, God is the truth. Amen. 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 We give Him glory, honor, and praise today. Again, we're coming from Luke chapters 19 and 20 and Colossians chapters 1 and 2 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humble our hearts and our minds before You this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we humble ourselves before You. We fall down before You, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You are the living God. You have all power, Lord. You are all seeing and all knowing, Lord God. You know where it is that we ought to be in this very hour. And here we are, Lord God, in Your presence. Hallelujah, giving You glory and giving You praise, oh God. Thanking You, Lord, for Your grace, Your unmerited favor. Thanking You, Lord, for Your mercy. Lord God, thanking You, Lord, that You loved us so much that You allowed us another day and another chance to learn Your ways of salvation. Lord God, we glorify You on today. We thank You, Lord, for the preparation, Lord God, that is going forth in each and every one of us, preparing us, Lord God, for a Kairos moment, preparing us for work that must go forward, preparing us to go forth in our greatness. I give You glory, oh God. I give You honor today. Oh, Lord, bless every soul, Lord God, that is gathered on today around this broadcast. Move right now, Lord, every obstacle. Destroy every yoke of the enemy, every trick, every ancient evil that has come against us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bind it up so that it is powerless, so that it cannot do that it performed. Cancel every assignment over our lives right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And fill the atmosphere, oh God, with Your angels from on high, Lord God, to minister to our needs and to make war, Lord God, with every enemy of our souls, every enemy of our purpose. Let God arise and His enemies be scattered. Lord, everything that has come against our purpose is an enemy of God Almighty, Lord God. Let God arise and His enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, lift up every head on this morning. Truly, you are the lifter of our heads. Lift up every head on this morning, Lord. You are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle, Lord God. Take up arms, Lord God, and fight for us today, Lord God. Everything that is coming against us, everything, Lord God, that tries to make us down, Lord God. Every sorrow, Lord God, that is in our past, Lord God, that tries to move forward, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, wipe every tear, Lord God, and wipe away everything, Lord God, that has mounted up itself against our purpose and against our lives, Lord God. We humble ourselves before you. We, Lord God, endeavor to be in relationship with you. We are coming to you, Lord God, that you might make us whole and entire on this morning. Oh, God, and we give you the praise and the honor and the glory because, Lord, we are coming out in the name of Jesus. We are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Strengthen us this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we shall do and we shall be. Hallelujah. We shall give you the glory and the praise because you are God and there is no other. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. And Jesus, it is to you, Lord God, that we humble ourselves this morning. Bless, heal, and deliver right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord, in each and every life, in each and every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I lift them all up before you, Lord God, that you might move in their lives everything that has come against their purpose, Lord God. Move it out of the way. Lord, open their eyes that they might see and their ears that they might hear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that tried to block, Lord God, we're removing the blockage right now in the name of Jesus. Everything, Lord God, that told them no, we're taking away the no this morning because your word says that your promises for us are yay and amen. And Lord, we understand that sometimes you don't allow us certain things for our good, but you, everything good that you have for us, you also said you would not withhold. So Lord God, we bless your name this morning. We give you praise and we honor you. Even as we read your word today, Lord God, we're asking, Lord God, oh, Lord, that you give us knowledge, give us wisdom, and give us understanding, Lord God, of these words that are written, of this power that is written in the spirit of the word. Help us to see and to know and to understand and to obey. Oh, Lord God, for blessed are the doers of the word. Oh, Lord God, and we want to be doers and not hearers only, but doers. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord. Help us today. Bless, Lord God, as we go forward. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let this day be blessed. Oh, Lord God, anything, Lord God, that the devil has set up in this day to come against us, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, sweep it out of our path, even right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, and we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We are reading from Luke chapters 19 and 20 and Colossians chapters 1 and 2 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass by that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore, he said, a certain a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, he commanded these servants to whom he had given money to be called to him, that he might know how every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you were faithful in very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, you also be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, master, here is your mina, which I have kept put away in a handkerchief, for I feared you because you are an austere man. You collect what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. And he said to him, out of your mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, collecting what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then do you not put my money in the bank, that at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to him who has 10 minas. But they said to him, master, he has 10 minas. For I say to you that to everyone who has will be given, and to him who does not have, even that he has will be taken away from him. But bring here those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them and slay them before me. When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he drew near Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went their way and found it just as he had said to them. But as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said to them, why are you loosing the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of it. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their clothes on the colt and set Jesus on it. And as he went, many spread their clothes on the road. Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and clothe you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave you, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him and were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. Now it happened on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, that the chief priests and the scribes, together with the elders, confronted him and spoke to him, saying, tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority? But he answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? And they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, why then do you not believe him? But if we say from men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet. So they answered that they did not know where it was from. And Jesus said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Then he began to tell the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard, leased it to vine dressers, and went into a far country for a long time. Now at vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers, and that they might give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the vine dressers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent another servant, and they beat him also and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Probably they will respect him when they see him. But when the vine dressers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those vine dressers and give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, certainly not. Then he looked at them and said, what then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Whoever falls on the stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder. And the chief priests and the scribes that very hour sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous that they might seize on his words in order to deliver him to the power and the authority of the governor. Then they asked him, saying, teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, and you do not show personal favoritism, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, why do you test me? Show me a denarius. Whose sin does it have? And they answered and said, Caesar's. And he said to them, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. But they could not catch him in his words in the presence of the people, and they marveled at his answer and kept silence. Then some of the Sadducees, who deny that there is a resurrection, came to him and asked him, saying, teacher, Moses wrote to us that if a man's brother dies having a wife and he dies without children, his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. And the first took a wife and died without children. And the second took her as wife, and he died childless. And the third took her, and in like manner the seven also. And they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as wife. Jesus answered and said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels and are the sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised. When he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For all live to him. Then some of the scribes answered and said, teacher, you have spoken well to him anymore. And he said to them, how can they say that the Christ is the son of David? Now David himself said in the book of Psalms, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore David calls him Lord. How is he then his son? Then in the hearing of all the people, he said to his disciples, beware of the scribes who desire to go around in long robes, love greetings in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues, and the best places at the feast. Who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation. I have read from Luke chapters 19 and 20. Now we're proceeding to Colossians chapters 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and our Father. We give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, and as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the God who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by the wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. In him you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding in those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. You died with Christ from the basic principles of the world. Why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. I have read and you have heard from Luke chapters 19 and 20 and Colossians chapters 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts. I pray the words of the Lord permeate your mind, permeate your soul, and permeate your being, and that he give you understanding of every word that is written and every word that was spoken on today in this broadcast. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of Jesus. In his name is power. In his name is life. In his name is peace. Amen. And in his name, you will transition into a life everlasting and a life full of abundance, not just in the then and there, but also in the here and the now. God bless you. Amen. God keep you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.